What's going on, everybody, and welcome to this week's Senior Spotlight here on All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm here with two special guests, senior Kendall Parham and sophomore Patty Oliver. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Yeah, you guys talk for each other.
Yeah. Just,
yeah, we're doing great. Okay, so first things first, I'm just going to ask you guys about a little bit on how you guys got started in cross country. So you said you aren't from Carlsbad originally, Kendall.
No, I am from El Paso originally, and my dad started me in track when I was about probably the fourth grade, and then I moved to Las Cruces with my mom, and I just did track for the rest of my elementary and middle school years.
And so when did you move to Carlsbad?
I moved here my sophomore year.
Okay, very cool. All right, and Patty, what got you started in running?
Well, I played softball all the way up till my seventh grade year, and I got tired of it, and my mom was like, whoa, you should try track, and I was like, okay, and I tried it, and I started out with triple jump, and I really, like, fell in love with that, and then I started running, and then I got good, and I was like, I think I'm gonna start doing this, so.
Very cool. So can you explain kind of what you do in the triple jump, for those that don't know?
Well, in triple jump, it's a field event, of course. It's three jumps. So in long jump, there's just one into the pit. It's three. It's your first phase, your second phase, and then your third phase. So you have, like, you start longer. So, yeah.
So do you actually, so you jump three times?
Yes.
And do they count the distance on each one or just the final distance?
No, just the final. And you can't scratch. Like, your foot has hit perfectly on the board.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very interesting. Okay. So I want to ask you guys a little bit more. Actually, can you guys explain more on what you actually do? I mean, you said triple jump, but there's a lot more to what you do, and Kendall, you as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Me and Patty are in three relays together. We've been in the same relay for like 2 years together. We're in the 4x1, the 4x2, and the 4x4 together.
Very cool. And what else do you do?
I run the 400 open, which is a full lap.
Okay. And is it just a dead sprint as hard as you can, or is it kind of like a paced out
deal? Some people can sprint it, but it's really a strategical thing. Like, there's stride parts and there's parts where you're full sprinting.
Very cool. So do you ever do anything to distract or mess with your opponents, or is it just a solo thing?
Sometimes, before a race, like, girls will like talk to each other and be like, what's your PR? And I always like tell them like 5 seconds slower than my actual PR, so they like think they're better than me.
Mind games.
And smart. Then right before, we'd talk to each other about doing a thing, like we slap our legs to like get warmed up, and it's like super intimidating, so we do
really?
That too. Yeah.
Does everybody do it?
No, but we think that the good girls do it, so we always, like, tell each other before a race to, like, slap our legs so we look fast.
Interesting. So now, I guess, your intimidation factor is gone. It doesn't really work now, because now they're going to hear that you say 5 seconds too slow.
Yeah, the world knows.
The world knows. Patty, what else do you do other than triple jump and the relays with Kendall?
I run the open one, which is just a 100-yard sprint.
Oh, really? Okay. So, and how's that? So, it is straight sprints.
Yes.
So, do you do a lot? You guys work out differently, or is it kind of you guys do things the same way?
We do the same workouts. Yeah. We don't really run like hundreds and 200s. It's more 300s, 400s, and 500s.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, not a whole lot of distance running then?
No, not at all.
Okay. So, when I was in college, we would go and we would work out, and next to us would be the track team and the cross country team. They would do runner's arms. They would get little lightweights and they would just stand in the mirror and do runner's arms. Did you guys do that when you work out?
No.
No, none of that. Okay, no, so that shouldn't even be a thing then.
My freshman year at my old school, we'd sit on the ground and we'd like do our arms, and it looked really weird, but we don't do that here.
It was awkward. So tell me a little bit more about what goes into your training and who trains you guys individually.
So we have Coach Gillette, and he does most of our workouts. He gets distracted sometimes, but he does our workouts, and we do running, and sometimes we'll lift weights, but not all the time.
Okay. And same thing for you, or?
Yes, we do. We're in the same, like, we're both sprinters, so we do the same workout.
Yeah. Me and Patty are like running partners. Yeah. Like, we run together and do everything together.
Yeah.
Very cool. Besties.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very cool. How many sprinters are in your group with you or on your team?
Oh, goodness.
And do you sprint with the boys or is it just girls?
Well, the boys, they go in their groups and then we just follow right after.
Oh, okay.
But we have like, for varsity, the girls, it's pretty small, but JV, it's pretty big. But for right now, since JV's over with, we have about maybe 20 total varsity girls and about 7 of them are sprinters.
Okay. So can you work on or even just tell me about some of the things that you guys do to get your minds right? Like, there's obviously a mental part of track, right? So, you know, to keep yourself from saying, oh, I'm too tired, I'm going to give up or whatever it is. Do you guys actually work on that in practice or?
Yeah, we do. We work on the positivity of it. Like, we try to stay positive all the time so we don't get that, like, mindset. And if you lose a battle in your mind in the race, then you're not going to win. And another thing we do is before our races, like our relays, we always, like, we stand together and we pray together and we talk each other
cool.
through things. And that's what we do.
Yeah, we're always encouraging each other, telling we can do this, like, mm-hmm. we're better than everybody.
So do you guys have a good chemistry together? I know that obviously there's a gap between you two, not a big one, but still, senior to sophomore, is there any separation in your team or is everybody kind of just one big, you know, family?
Yeah, we're a pretty big family. Last year we were separated like boys and girls. Like there was a really big division because we had two different coaches. But this year we're all together and we all like practice like together and make sure we do everything together. Like that's like a main foundation of Gillette's coaching strategy.
Yeah, we're all in this together. Like we're one team.
Okay, very cool. So can you guys tell me a little bit about some of the things that you guys do outside of track that maybe you can do together or maybe you guys get together and hang out or go eat before meets or do you guys do anything like that?
Well, Kendall is currently a lifeguard right now, and this is going to be my first year, so we'll be lifeguarding together. So there's that. Cool.
So we work together. We hang out together, like we always, because for relays, you have to have good chemistry, like together, to have good handoffs and stuff. So we all hang out, and we're all really good friends, and we all talk to each other all the time after practice and stuff.
And on relays, it's the baton you're handing off and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does that affect you badly or not really? Is it real light?
No, it's really light. I mean, it's a really like mind thing. Like if you mess up one hand off the next meet, it's like it messes with you, but no, it doesn't really affect you.
Yeah.
What hobbies do you guys individually have outside of track? Like Kendall, what do you do in your off time?
In my off time, I usually work, but, I love to go hiking and just do adventure stuff, especially with Riley. We always go hiking usually on the weekends during track season. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Awesome. I just normally hang out with my friends. I don't do a lot during like season because sports take up a lot of your time. So yeah.
Okay. Very cool. All right. So Kendall, do you have any plans after high school?
I'm going to be going to college at UNM and, yeah.
UNM. What went into that decision?
Well, there's the in-state tuition part of it, but, cool. I've actually been talking to one of the coaches at UNM, so I might be running there in the fall semester.
Cool. Is there a scholarship talk or?
Yes, there is.
Wow. Very cool. Awesome. And Patty, what do you plan to do, you know, going forward? What improvements do you feel like you want to make before getting to her, you know, senior year or your senior year?
In track, I really want to do really good in triple jump because right now I'm the 4th in state.
Awesome.
So I'm really trying to like get up there, do everything I can so one day I can be a state champ in that.
Very cool. Awesome. Okay, so from what it sounds like, you guys are really close and the team's really close. You guys have had to have some funny moments. Can you tell me about a couple of them or even just one?
Okay, we had one night, it was April 1st, it was April Fool's, and we were staying in a hotel at El Paso, and Day-Day had just fallen asleep, and we decided, for some reason, that it would be funny to play a fire alarm sound and wake up Day-Day and pretend the whole place was on fire. So we woke Day-Day up, and she was, like, screaming, like, what, and, like, screaming and running all over the room, and then she was, like, she went to my computer, and she's, like, really, guys?
So who led her to find out, or did she find out on her own?
She just like got, I guess because it wasn't that loud, it didn't really sound like a fire alarm, but we were like on the floor laughing because we thought it was so funny. She was so mad that we woke her up.
Wow. So great teammates of you to do that to her. Anything else? Any funny moments, embarrassing moments, anything like that?
Yes, actually we were at a track meet yesterday in Hobbs. It was a qualifier and me and Kendall were going to get a snow cone in the parking lot, and Kendall had to go to the restroom so bad, she just decided to do it in her pants.
I did not. Okay, let me elaborate. Patty was telling me a story about how she peed her pants, and I started laughing so hard that I peed a little, and then I couldn't walk to the bathroom. Oh, my goodness. It was bad.
This is a kid's show. Okay, so... okay, what we're going to do now is rapid fire, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot questions at you. You're going to hit me back with the answers. Both of you will give me your individual answers, and we'll kind of fire through them. So you guys ready for that?
Yes.
All right, rapid fire. Here we go. Favorite kind of food?
Cucumber.
Wings.
Favorite Netflix series?
The Office.
Hawaii Five-0.
Nice. Favorite movie?
Go.
I don't know. Yeah, there's so many good ones.
We'll come back to that. Favorite Kaleidoscoops flavor?
Vanilla.
Chocolate peanut butter.
Can I just... Vanilla, really?
Yeah, I'm a vanilla person.
No judgment zone, I guess. What cleats are you rocking?
Nikes.
Nike.
Are they team issued?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
We wear the same ones.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Favorite candy?
Anything spicy.
Reese's.
Hidden talent.
I can do a headstand.
Don't think I have one.
Okay. Favorite, track runner.
I forgot her name. It's something Lori something.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds accurate.
Lori something.
I don't really have one.
Okay. Role model.
My mom.
Favorite childhood memory?
Okay, one time I was running in the street. My dad told me not to fall, and me and my cousin were racing, and I fell, and I have a huge scar to thank for it. So that was good.
That's your favorite memory.
I guess, yeah.
Awesome.
My favorite memory would be when our whole family went on vacation in Cancun, Mexico.
Oh, nice. Favorite number?
12.
4.
Color?
Blue.
Turquoise.
Favorite part of prom?
Dancing.
I didn't go.
Didn't go. Okay. Sophomore, so that's okay. Car you're driving?
What is it called? A Volkswagen.
Mustang.
Dream car?
Audi R8.
Jeep.
Very cool. Okay, so that concludes rapid fire. You guys did well.
Kind of.
Okay. Do you guys have any words of advice for young athletes, maybe, you know, in elementary school or, you know, a lot younger than you guys that are aspiring to be varsity athletes like you are?
I would say to just always stay positive, and if you think that you can do something, just work hard enough at it and you'll get it and you'll be the best that you can possibly be.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd never give up. Like, even if you're falling down, you don't think you can do it, just keep striving to do better because you will.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show. I appreciated having you. It was a lot of fun, and I wish you the best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.